right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our very first episode on Tide Chasers. First, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Kwa. I'll be one of the hosts on the show this evening. And also, we're going to have my co-host, which I'm going to introduce in just a few moments. Now, real quick, you guys are just joining us now. I just want to let you guys know where you can find us. We're going to be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Alexa, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Castro, CastBox, and last but not least, Podchaser. And soon to come, we also do have an Instagram channel. Find us at Tide_Chasers. You'll be able to find us there. We're going to have a Facebook soon, and sooner than later, we're going to have a YouTube channel where most of our podcasts and introductory videos will be loaded up there. Now, once again, this is your first time joining. Please make sure you guys subscribe to us, like us, share us, and leave us a positive, great review. And also, if you want to see other guests coming on and whatnot, please make sure you let us know in the review section. Well, besides that, for me, not more any more of my rambling, I'm going to introduce my co-host, and he will be on the show with me every single week. So make sure I'd like to introduce to you, Mr. Dan Mancari.
How you doing, everybody? Welcome to our channel. This has been a work in progress for us. We've been kicking around ideas about this for a long time now, and finally we made it happen. We found that there was just basically a lack of content when we're out traveling around to listen to. And fishing's taken off. I mean, the pandemic, pre-pandemic, you know, you didn't hear a whole lot about a few. There was a few big podcasts related to fishing, but you didn't hear a whole lot about them. And then pandemic, everybody consumed podcasts like it was going out of style. So here we are, Tide Chasers. My buddy Kwa and I had this idea last year. We've been beating it back and forth, and we finally made it happen. A little bit about myself. I fish freshwater, saltwater, all over the place. I pretty much go the very tip of New Jersey all the way down to the Carolinas, and I plan to push that limit a little bit further this year. I fish for freshwater, saltwater. I started fishing when I was probably 5 years old with my mom at a little pond. Well, not so little, but it's a pond in Delaware called Lum's Pond in Bear, Delaware. My mom would take us. My dad worked overnights at the General Motors plant in Boxwood Road in Wilmington. So my mom would be the play both parts and take us fishing, and it was great. So I kind of let it go for a little bit. And then when I met my wife, my father-in-law was really into fishing as well. So it re-sparked that interest for me. So ever since then, that was probably 2011-ish where I started really getting back into it, like heavy, like it consumed me, and it still does. It consumes my wife will sit here and talk to me about it, consuming my every thoughts. Fishing outside of my family and work is my life. And here we are. This is why we're doing this.
I totally understand. I'm probably in the same boat. You're going to hear my story in just a little bit. But besides that, like, how often do you actually get out fishing? I know you have family, kids, responsibilities. Like, I know fishing is on your mind at least 99% of the time, but like, with your crazy schedule, how do you even fit that all in there?
It's a balance. I do a lot of nighttime stuff just so I'm not choosing fishing over my family. You know, I have three little kids. I have a wife. I have a pretty demanding job. So trying to find that little space of time to get my fix is definitely necessary. I probably right now it's been, I have a cold spell. I haven't been fishing in a while. So I need to get out. But typically I would say probably two times a week, I would say two big times a week, I would say, like maybe a nighttime during the week. And then on Sunday I get out as well. How about yourself?
I try to get out as much as I can, man. Anytime I'm not doing nothing at home, I got to get out. It's just one of those things, you know, but I mean, on average, I'd say three, maybe four days a week if I can get it in, but.
Yeah, summertime's a different scenario. Summertime, I probably will try and sneak an hour or two in, you know, every day if I can. So,
cool. Definitely looking forward to that, especially this year. How's this pandemic been affecting you at all, you know, like fishing-wise? Like, have you gotten out as much than your usual, or has it decreased a little bit more?
At the very beginning of the pandemic, I was getting out a lot just because we had shorter hours at work when things were getting slower, we were cutting out a little bit earlier. And, you know, I found the ability to move around a little bit better because there was less people out. And then it was like a switch flipped. then everybody was out. And that's where this comes into play, is because there's so many new people coming into our sport. So many new people that are consuming, you know, videos and consuming podcasts. And that's why we want to bring everybody together, bring the community together. But for as far as the pandemic goes, I don't feel I lacked any fishing time. I probably fished a lot more this past year than I have in previous years. So
yeah, this pandemic, man, it caused a lot of people to pick up fishing as a hobby. And it, I mean, for guys like us, it makes us happy. You know, the more people that gets into the sport, you know, kids get into the sport, you know, adults, you know, it's a pastime. A lot of people need to understand that a lot of us fish, not because it's a way for us. It's for us, it's a way to escape reality. Some days, you know, stress levels are too high, you know, so much going on, you know, sometimes that little hour, 2 hours on the water, you know, just literally just makes everything fade away.
Yeah. I mean, like, look at it like somebody does yoga, or somebody that goes and hits some golf balls at the driving range. It's their release. It's how we bring ourselves back to feeling good. And that's what fishing is for me. I get a nice calm feeling afterwards. My wife, she'll be like, you know, something's going on with you. You need to get out and go fishing. And when I hear that, I'm like, man, I must really got to go, because she doesn't like seeing me leave.
Gotcha. So how do you do it? Are you a land guy, boat guy, party boat guy? What do you do? What is your poison?
Well, my poison was I was a bank beater for the longest time. Like my 2 feet took me everywhere. Wherever my feet could get me, that's where I was catching fish. Last March, I want to say, I finally pulled the trigger on another kayak, which is my fifth kayak. But it's been the most versatile one for me to allow me to do what I want to do with it. I've had some nice kayaks in the past. This one's probably, it's a Hobie Compass. And it's opened up the world for me, essentially, when it comes to fishing. I throw that thing on the top of my CRV and get rolling.
Gotcha, man. Hobies are nice, man. I got a Hobie Power Skiff boat myself, so we're in the same situation.
Yeah, man. But I still love beating the banks. I love beating the banks. There's nothing like
that. I think a lot of us, that's where we cut our teeth, you know, banks, jetties, side banks, you know, that stuff. That's where we all started. You know, we're not going to go back on that.
Yeah, man. Got to revisit the roots.
Yeah, reliving the roots. All right, we got a little bit of your back intro now. We're going to get back to our quick two-shot questions, and you're going to answer these as honestly as you can.
Fire away.
What are your top three species that you love to target?
This is a revolving thing. It changes sometimes.
It does change, but
asked me last year, it would have been different. If you asked me the year before, it would have been different. But I got to say, sheep's head, number one.
Number one, okay.
And it's hard. That's hard for me. I'm a fluke guy, so fluke, flounder. Number two. Number three.
I might have to be able to guess that one.
Let's see if you can get it.
Number three. You've been having this big, big thing about speckled trout this year.
I would say speckled trout and redfish would be together. Like, yeah, I can't get enough of those fish. And you know, the way I fish for them, I catch them both side by side.
So. Yeah, pretty much. So
yeah, they're fun, man.
So sheep's head, fluke, and speckled trout, redfish, same category.
And notice there's no freshwater fish in there right now.
Depends on the mood, depends on the season.
Yeah, you, man, know what snake I mean? Heads, I love my snakeheads, love my walleye, but if you had a gun to my head, those were my three.
Exactly.
Three choices.
All right, last question. If you had the chance to take any destination trip, like literally, their money was not an issue, you had the perfect dates, tides, everything lined up, what would be your perfect destination trip?
Well, I'd probably have to learn how to tighten up my fly fishing deal. I'm very, very, very green, very Googan when it comes to fly fishing, but maybe like a bonefish fly fishing trip.
Nice. Like
I've watched those bonefish or rooster fish. Those two fish, those are worth a destination trip, both of them.
Gotcha. Great answer. It's up there on my bucket list too, man. Fly fishing for bone. It's going to happen. All right. At this time, I'm going to reverse the role to you. Now you get to be the big host and interview me.
All right. So across the way is my friend Qua. You know, we met through fishing, obviously. our circles path, our paths crossed, I'm going to say probably a year and a half ago. I've heard of this guy for a long time. I've known of this guy for a long time. I know he's a quality fisherman. I know he builds plugs in his spare time when he has it. And he's my guy now, man. He's my guy. He's my partner. But so how did you get started in fishing?
I started fishing probably around the same age, 3, 4, or 5 years old. Born and raised up in Sunshine State, Florida, man, Orlando. So my backwaters were Cocoa Beach, Sebastian Inlet, Jetty Beach, all those, you know, all those things that you've seen on YouTube, those destination places, those were my backwaters. That's where I cut my teeth, you know, snooks, redfish, stuff like it, sheep's head down in Florida. You know, those were like what my dad brought me up on. You know, to about 10, 11, they moved up here to Philadelphia, and pretty much from 11 all the way up until probably 2015, I didn't fish. Like, I literally fell off the face of the earth for fishing. 2015, I don't know, I had the itch somehow, was on YouTube like everyone else back in the day, just watching YouTube. Back then, YouTube wasn't, you know, it wasn't, you know, YouTube fishermen wasn't big as it is now. There were a few guys here and there, you know what I mean, making video. And I saw this one kid, Johnny. You know Johnny. I saw his channel, looked at it a little bit, found out he's local from Philly, hit him up, you know, reached out to him. Hey, he said, yeah, you want to fish, man? Come fish with me. You know, I think our first day out, we went up to Barnegat Light. It was during that big gator bluefish run that year. Dude, first day out, we slayed him, and then I was hooked ever since then. I mean, he's pretty much been my fishing partner for a very long time. You know, we're always together. Yeah, it's been a good solid 5 years, and up until 2 years ago, you know, then I met you guys, and, you know, you guys started getting me into, like, different, more species, you know, snakeheads, bowfins. You know, we even attempted walleye, which didn't work out very well the many times I've gone down there. So, yeah, besides that, and then I've just been doing jerseys, especially the last year and a half, I've been really focused on South Jersey, because apparently, you know, you guys introduced me to that fishery, and, you know, it's kind of, I like it. I like the marsh, the flats. It's what I grew up on in Florida. So I told myself in the next few years, this is what I'm going to be focused on. I'm going to be a Back Bay flats guy, you know, learn these waters and fish it hard. You know, I picked up my flat skiff last year, a Hobie Power skiff, 15 foot. I'm getting this prepped up this year with a pulling platform, a pole, everything. We're going to do the whole 9 yards. We're just going to learn these waters from day one. But the last 4 or 5 years, I've been really focusing on sheep's head. And if you check out my Instagram or even Dan's page, you'll see my sheep's head pop up there. You know, I've been really focused and dialed them in. Like you said, me, Dan, and a couple other guys, we search for unicorns. Anything in Jersey that you can't catch anywhere else. You know, you can catch anywhere else down south, but in Jersey, if you catch it there, it's considered a unicorn because they're very rare. So, I mean, that's what we're focused on. And Dan says that, you know, his number one species is sheep's head. He loves them. I love catching them because they're so elusive. Besides that, then, you know, the usual fall, spring runs, I, you know, target stripers, front, back, fluke, tog, the usuals. We don't have too many fishes here in Jersey, but.
Gotcha. Now, we are very, tide chasers are very conservation heavy, but is there one fish that you enjoy eating more than anything else?
They're fluke. I mean, if you want to count salmon, but I don't catch them. I just go buy them. But I mean, for something that I catch and do occasionally keep is fluke. Yes, you know, tide chasers and the guys that are associated with us are very conservative. You know, we pretty much release almost 99% of the fish we catch. And you know, the only fish I harvest are fluke. Up to a certain size, you know, up to a certain size. And then we harvest tog or blackfish, you know. But like I said, anything that gets into, you know, upper 10-pound range, double digits, you know, we release them because, you know, it conserves our fishery as much as they can. You know, it's rare that you catch a double digit. And if you do, we'd like to release them.
Absolutely. Preserve those fisheries because we don't know what they are up here in Jersey. Obviously, you can go down south and catch 100 sheep's head in a day and it's great. But up here, you know, 2-3 fish in a day is a great day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, since we're on a sheep's head subject, what's your best day of sheep's head here in Jersey?
I hooked up with 6, landed 3.
6 and land. That's not bad. That's not bad of a day, man.
No, I was thrilled. And then I took a trip in September down to North Carolina and caught over 100 of them. I'm like, wait a second. Yeah, we don't know how good, we don't know how hard we have it up there. And nobody else knows how hard we have it in Jersey. It's difficult.
No, it's very difficult.
They're a tough fish to catch.
Yeah, you can't just walk. You can't go out in a day and expect to catch one. You get lucky. I mean, I think my best day was I think we had 11 in the boat. That's solid. I mean, that was pretty much 11 in the boat. We had one double digit that day.
There you go.
So like I said, you know, it's fishing. But there's days I've gone out and fished hard for 14, 15 hours and had one bite. You know what I mean? It's just like
sometimes it's worth that one bite.
It's worth that one bite, man. Yeah, that's all it is. Do. Yeah.
All right. So as far as you go, I think after our conversations recently, I might have an idea of a destination like trip for you, but I don't think I can guess this because you've thrown me off your trail so many times. What one fish would cause you to pay all kinds of money and go all over the world for?
GTs.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that. I know we've talked about that in the past, but I wouldn't GTs. Guess that.
But in the past, you know, we've been talking past 2-3 days. You know, I've been dreaming about muskies right now. But if I had the all inclusive paid destination trip, it would be fly fishing for GTs in the seashells out in Madagascar.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's a trip.
That is a trip. It's on my bucket list. So
excellent.
All right. Well, we interviewed ourselves. We interviewed each other. We let you guys know everything about us. I'm going to turn it over to Dan. Dan's going to give you an idea of what's to come in the next few weeks, few months, few years. You know, however we're going to carry along this trip, he's going to let you guys know what to expect in the next few podcasts.
All right. So basically, what we're going to do, we have guests lined up. Quite a few, actually. We have guests lined up already looking to come on and talk with us about fishing. One day it could be fly fishing for trout. Another day it could be sheep's head. You know, we're looking to probably do a weekly podcast, about 35, 45 minutes in length. Just talk about fishing. Beyond that, we will also be adding some gear reviews, you know, some instructional videos and then some action videos as well at some point. But for now, it's going to be the podcast and we hope to fill a niche for a lot of the people in the Mid-Atlantic region that do not have something that they have to consume as far as fishing goes. I know me personally, I don't watch TV. I go to get on my TV now and I can't get on Comcast and find World Fishing Network or any of the fishing channels anymore. So really what I do is I stream YouTube videos up to my TV and watch fishing. And then when I'm in my car, I listen to fishing podcasts. That's what people are doing these days. So we're trying to just, captivate our audience about some fishing and hopefully we help some people pass some time.
Excellent. And just feeding off of what Dan was just saying, you know, future podcasts, we just expect local fishermen, local talent. We'll be bringing on YouTubers. We'll be bringing on local tackle shops, you know, local tackle and bacon shops where you guys can find stuff. Head boat captains, party boat captains, charters, you know, pretty much the guys that know these waters. They're on the waters all day long, 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? They're doing their thing. We'll have them on there. You know, they'll trade in their little secrets or little tips here, but you know, as every good fisherman knows, we won't be spot burning anything, guys. But no, that's a no-no. But they will help you guys help everyone else catch more fish. That's just the end goal of what we have here, you know, for our area, you know, Jersey, South Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, PA, you know, Poconos, you know, all the way. I mean, we'll probably even make it down to Florida, but you know, we're just trying to keep it local because, you know, this area really doesn't have, you know, that kind of, you know, feelings for fishing for podcasts and stuff like that. So we're just trying to bring you guys something a little bit different.
We do have some crossover. Like there's some people further north of us and some people further south of us that we communicate with. and that are going to be of value to bring onto our channel. So we're not excluding anybody, but the Mid-Atlantic is our home. You know, yep. Striped bass, tog, you know, largemouth bass, freshwater, you know, your rainbow trout. That's the Mid-Atlantic with some exceptions. So we're going to bring all that to you. Snakeheads are a new exception. We'll talk about snakeheads. We'll talk about bowfin. We'll talk about fresh saltwater, fly fishing, ice fishing, you name it. So we're going to cover all the bases.
Yeah. Sounds like we got a big project coming ahead of us, Dan. Big project. We just got to bring it to the people.
Can't wait.
All right. But with the closing comments, once again, ladies and gentlemen, just make sure you guys follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Alexa, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, and Podchasers. Also, once again, follow us on Instagram. You'll be able to find us at Tide_Chasers. Facebook will be coming up pretty soon. And once again, YouTube channels will be up. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for coming and listening to us today. Once again, we'd like to say tight lines, stick it with us. And Dan, close those comments out.
Hey, thanks, everybody. It's going to be great.
All right, man. Well, I'll check you out later, and we'll let you guys know. Keep an eye on us. We will be introducing our new guest preview in the next few days.
We will also announce on the Instagram page how you can find us on the other social media platforms as well. So just keep an eye at the Instagram page. That's going to be basically the spider web out of everything else. Everything's going to happen there, and we'll announce new video drops, new podcast drops, all that good stuff from our Instagram page.
All right, cool. Is that? Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening.